It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels with the Memembers. I said Memembers.
Memembers.
And that, that was not intentional of Jajam. See, I was getting ready to say Jajam.
You've already perverted your mind.
Right. It just happened. But Z, James, Jason, Alex, and Michael join us. And we thank you for that. Tomorrow night, you're going to be playing at the Troubadour.
Yes, that's correct.
The best venue in Los Angeles.
And it has to have some significance for you because you're all veterans of the L.A. music scene, and that's a place that's storied for just about everyone plays it at some point as they come up through the ranks. Have you all individually played it?
I think our sagas, they all intersect at the Troubadour. I know I saw The Like for the very first time open up for Phantom Planet at the Troubadour.
Jesus Christ.
Which was, 10 years ago.
Wow.
So
I'm still alive.
And
no one's killed me yet.
I mean, I must have seen Rilo Kiley there.
Countless times.
I mean, I don't know how
it
many times.
It was the first club I ever went to when I was 9 years old.
9 years old?
But yeah. Yeah, Lily Hayden took me there. She was playing violin with some.
Was it an all ages show, or were you just like snuck in as a family member?
I think it was an all ages show, but it was significant. Like, I remember exactly what she was wearing. We sat upstairs backstage, and she was talking to me about this dude that she was gonna go see afterwards. She's like, "I was wearing the same outfit the last time I saw him. Do you think like he'll notice? Do you think he'll care?"
I'm just like, "I'm 9.
You're going over to his house at 1 o'clock in the morning. I don't think he's going to care what you're wearing. Also, I'm 9 and I'm saying this."
Right. For long.
Between them?
For long.
I don't know. Probably not.
Alex just played the Troubadour a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you call that?
Phantom Planet reunion shows. Those are awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was really fun. I had a blast.
Troubadour is great.
How did the band, there's talk, there's the obvious answer of, you'd known each other through the scene and there was a friendship. Was it that simple that this band decided, hey, we hang together, we like each other, we respect each other, but then you actually get together and make a record? There has to be a degree of commitment because you all were doing other things too at the time. So how did it really come together?
Well, because I think the difference is because I think with a lot of our friends that are all musicians, there's a lot of plans that are made to do stuff that never actually comes to fruition. But what happened in our case is that we were all together on this one night, and we recorded this song just for fun, and it was so effortless and so much fun that we did it again the next night. And then all of a sudden you have two songs, and the momentum just kept on going from there.
So it seemed inevitable that, if we can do this twice, which some bands don't even attain on a first record.
I think it seemed inevitable for quite some time. Then the actual commitment came later.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the commitment to it as like a real band really didn't happen for a couple years, really. I mean, none of us really had time.
Yeah.
This window of time opened up where everybody's projects were sort of how should I say?
Defunct.
Done.
Or on hold.
Dusted. Yeah, so, and there was also this window of time in between records with my band, and so we just went for it.
Yeah, but it's a lovely thing that, it just sort of, we never were those people who made plans to start a band together and talked about, we should play music together, man. It had never occurred to us because we're idiots.
We promised to never be those kind of people.
But then, I mean, truly, just the fact that we were out and we were like, we don't need this. Let's go home and write a song.
Make
and
music,
the fact that it worked. And, I had never really written with anyone before except you, Alex, were the only person I had ever written with. This is called LAX.
Stepped out for the plane at LAX. My limo never came, so I left with you instead.
You said you'd never seen the sea, so we headed west. We ran across the sand till our clothes were soaking wet.
And the waves tore us to shreds
as the sun began to set.
But we couldn't have cared less as they all disappear. As they all disappear.
heart, both of our names into my pale white chest. Asked you to do the same, it seemed a reasonable request. I nearly lost it when you said yes.
The courthouse wouldn't do, it was a crowded mess. So we took our vows in silence on the haunted mansion steps.
As the live parade commenced,
it left the commoners content. But we couldn't have cared less as they all disappear. As they all disappear into the ether, into thin air. We take our time and pay no mind as they all disappear. They all disappear.
This is a landmark for KCSN.
Yeah.
Our 50th live session.
Oh, wow. So we're it.
You're it. You're the 50th cool. session. What is that, gold?
Silver fox.
Is it silver
no,
or
I'm
gold?
Not sure.
It's gold.
I don't know the figures.
It's gold. Yeah, so this is a gold session. This session went gold.
Wow.
Nice.
Awesome.
God bless strong. You guys.
Our first goal.
Where's our record on the periodic table?
Usually we go triple burlap.
Yeah.
That's triple kinda, burlap. Yeah. That's currently yeah. where you're sitting.
Our record yeah.
is burlap an element.
Sound scan.
Burlap has just become an element now, yeah. too.
How much do you guys pay attention to that stuff?
Way too much, no.
To like sales and what? Like
every bit of data you can get nowadays as a musician.
If people are happy, I kind of
know. I mean,
it.
I'm interested shows. In that stuff. I think I'm not, you know, disappointed when it's disappointing or vice versa. I just think it's cool to know and to track, like, what people like to consume, you know, and how they're doing it. I think that's kind of interesting, especially nowadays.
As long as there's growth, it's nice to as see that, you know.
Yeah, mostly the thing that feels most relevant in tracking with a band is the way the change in audience at
yes.
shows.
Yeah.
And like on our last tour to all of a sudden have an entire room full of people know the words to all of the songs and feel like, you know, there's
that's the most fulfilling, you know, maybe getting
something.
To see the lyrics back.
Yeah,
out, yeah,
I don't know.
Talking about the fans, and that's a great, obviously you've been doing this long enough that you do recognize that relationship with fans and seeing it grow and become, you know, more ingrained market to market, that really has to be the most important thing. But it speaks to the fact that because you are a band that does have, you know, some as we just noticed, some competitive challenges in terms of, you know, scheduling. How much can you commit to touring with this act? Have you made plans for another tour, extended tour, or is it difficult because you are juggling different schedules and, you know, different demands on time?
Not difficult. Not I think we're just touring all the time.
Yeah, we're on tour right now. This anything out of like the 30-minute range. Home,
me leaving my damned tour. Couch is tour.
Is that it? That constitutes a tour for you?
For me.
Even if it's like you're going down to the 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm too busy on my couch.
Well, at least it doesn't when you do your taxes
mirrors and
at the
doing
end of the
weird
year.
Stuff. What?
Right at the end of the year when you're doing your taxes, it's considered a tour stop.
Yeah.
My accountant does my taxes. I don't even know what you're talking about.
He's right.
It's not that difficult because James is our, you know, the biggest hurdle, and a guy named Sam Sugarman
right.
plays when he's not there. So kind of have that figured out. But we've done a fair amount of touring, and I think we'll next year. But
yeah. I think we're going to try to write this winter.
Yeah,
we're trying to write some more songs.
We're trying to write this winter.
Wanting to write and make a new record and stuff. So.
Well, and the song craft on this first album is such that, by your own admission throughout the interview, at least a few of the songs started organically and with somewhat of a effortless approach. I'm sure as you went into it and started to really make a record, the honing and the thought gets a little more intense. But there are a lot of people contributing. There's obviously a lot of creative members of the act. How do you, as much camaraderie as I sense in the room, how do you guys manage that process? Is there any push and shove when it comes down to who's taking a lead on this song and how many songs get on the record, or have you guys just...
Not really, none of that.
There's been no...
Our egos are slayed or bleeding
I mean,
to death.
For example, we have a new song now that Mike wrote pretty in its entirety and brought in, and we arranged it, and things changed and are changing, but...
Well, we worked some stuff out with Alex beforehand.
Okay, yeah, Alex, yeah. But
Whatever.
It's kind of strangely... effortless. I mean, we put effort into it to make it better, but there's no like arguing about it.
Also, the magical phenomenon that Mike just writes perfect songs for me to sing. It's apparently, in Mike's head,
you guys write Nature's Hollow Notes.
A female voice a lot of the time.
Is that right?
Nature's Hollow Notes.
Mike's got a feminine side.
Well, that's all right.
No, I love. I mean,
it's a great pop song.
My favorite songs on the record. Are...
That makes a great pop song.
This is Suicide Pact. We could barely catch our breath, and you looked great, and I look gorgeous. We turned some heads and even broke some necks. When it came time to take you turned your back on the suicide pact and left me dancing with the dead. You turned your back on the suicide pact and left me dancing with the dead. All you had to do was simply follow through. But you turned your back on the suicide pact and left me dancing, dancing. We made our fortune, but they were stripped away now, memories long past. Then you were tamed, and I was tortured. But like the pain, I knew we wouldn't last. Then it suicide pact and left me dancing with the dead. You turned your back on the suicide pact and left me dancing with the dead. All I asked of you was simply follow through. But you turned your back on the suicide pact and left me dancing, dancing with the dead. We'll be right back.
send you back on the suicide pact and left me dancing with the dead. You turned your back on the suicide pact and left me dancing with the dead. You turned your back on the suicide pact and left me dancing with the dead. You turned your back on the suicide pact and left me dancing, dancing with the dead.
Let's talk about Los Angeles. There's clearly a relationship there, and there's real fans. You've all probably seen some faces throughout the 10 years or more that you've been performing.
For sure.
What would you say to those fans that have stuck through the incarnation of different acts and followed you throughout all these years? How do you want to say thanks to them?
What's up, thanks? Friends?
You've helped me not kill myself.
Thanks for being there for us.
Thanks for that.
For real.
Yeah, I think, we've all, or some of us have sort of built up fan bases and then abandoned them. So I'm glad they stuck around who did,
And
it means
a
lot to us, I think.
Yeah, when you see the, fans that I've, for me, that I've seen from, days and from old shows that come and like to jams and come to those shows, it's amazing. I mean, it's the best
so
ever.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, and also it's like seeing old friends.
What are you guys doing here?
I can see who keeps it loose on the tour. Yeah. I'm picking up on that.
Yeah, James, right? Yeah.
It's because he's out of the room.
He's so loose, he just takes off.
Yeah. I like the mix of the old with the new.
Yeah.
Well, that gets back to you talking about
Little East meets West.
Little East meets West, like seeing the people who came to the Ryland County shows or like shows.
Potpourri.
The girls who dressed up as me and Alex for Halloween, which is really something
scary.
I mean, certainly people who've not heard of any of our bands prior.
Yeah. Well, and
pretty cool,
mostly,
yeah.
It feels like, there hasn't been a huge amount of crossover. Like, it's felt a lot like an entirely new organism. Yeah, which is, surprisingly so. But which is exciting because it means people are really
in the now.
Yeah.
This is never enough. Felt like a first love. Slow summers and slow drugs. I thought I could keep up. You proved to be too much. The crew that we ran with did plenty of damage. The chaos, the madness, we couldn't be touched. And the party didn't end until the next one could begin. But it was never enough, never enough, never. It was never enough. Never though you hoped it'd be so hopelessly. You always played too rough, so hard that you drew blood. And I kept my mouth shut, I knew it would catch up. But none took you lightly. The wild seems nightly, and you chased it wildly, had us all on the run. And the party didn't end until the next one could begin. But it was not. so hopelessly. Oh, it was never enough, never enough, never, it was never enough, never enough, never though you hoped to be. So hopelessly. And I didn't know that I was wrong to try to make you see the dying in your eyes. You're never satisfied. And I finally realized you were never enough, never enough, never, you were never enough, never enough, never though you hoped to be. So helplessly. And we were never enough, never enough, never, we were never enough, never enough, never though we hope to be. So hopelessly, so hopelessly, so hopelessly.
I want to thank JaJams for coming out and adding both great music and levity to our day.
That's
and
what we embody.
Thank and you. Tomorrow night, we invite all of our listeners out to the Troubadour. Yeah. Not all of them, because then it'd be real crowded.
No, all of you should
Let's
come.
Have
Please come.
Troubadour.
The Troubadour on Santa Monica Boulevard.
But
remember
yes.
Van Halen at the Whiskey in 1990-something.
Yeah, let's make it crowded. That's yeah. going to be like We want that. A crowd. We want it packed.
Yeah. What is it, Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah. It'll
tomorrow
be at
Wednesday
8.
To JaJams at the Troubadour.
I think it'll be a great night.
And I know the songs today were great in the acoustic form. You know, they are obviously of a great song that they came across great acoustically. And obviously, you know, we're big fans of the record because we continue to play more and more and more songs.
Thank you.
First station ever heard a song I wrote on the radio. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you.
It means a lot.
First time we heard the record, we knew we were hearing great, you know, songs, and it was a pleasure to be able to support you, and it is a pleasure, you know. We're rooting for you guys, and we're here to help you and other bands like you in Los Angeles.
It does feel that way, though, so thank you for doing that, too, for us.
Thank you for coming out. It is JaJams.
50th anniversary.
We've gone gold in our live session today with JaJams on 88.5 KCSN.